high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Sabrina. Welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing all things about you and your music career.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you taking the time. I'm so excited to be here.
So I know to get started, I want to hear more about your background. I know you lived in an apartment with 12 girls. So it sounds like you had some pretty interesting adventures, right? What was like a crazy audition story that you could tell us, or like a memorable experience growing up living with 12 girls like that?
Definitely. So you did your digging for sure. 12 girls in an apartment, 6 bedrooms. That was crazy. So you can imagine, right? A lot of things go missing. And I guess a funny audition story is walking into an audition and seeing your roommate and then saying like, hey, is that my top that you have on that you're going to wear to this audition that I haven't seen in 2 weeks? So that would happen all the time. But yeah, as hectic as those years were, probably some of my favorites and most memorable for sure.
And tell us a little bit more about like your latest work. I know you have a debut album, It's Not Me, It's You, which is very raw, I would say, and authentic. It gives a lot of your highlights and experiences in life. So how did you like navigate the transition from conforming to like industry standards to embracing your unique and authentic self and telling your own narrative?
I think, great question. I think definitely a lot of that came from just going through so many experiences and then realizing that I was writing from a very dulled perspective and that I needed to be more vulnerable, maybe not even just for the music itself, but for me, for the reason why I'm doing this anyway, why I write and release music and why I write songs. It's cathartic for me. It's a way for me to express my point of view, my story, what's happened to me, or things that I want to get off my chest, or, you know, just things that I hope other people can relate to. Like, I hope someone else is going through this. I'm not shouting out into a void, you know? So I think a lot of that came with just life experiences and then feeling this just insatiable need to just write to a more authentic state of myself. And I think that's where the transition came, where I kind of left more of a generic pop sound, if you will, and entered more of a vulnerable, authentic, alternative pop kind of state. And with that came, you know, my writing and all of that grew as one encompassing whole. Mm-hmm. And you could definitely see that reflected on the upcoming album, It's Not Me, It's You. You're right, it is raw, because I am completely coming from the most vulnerable state I ever have. And everything, as, and I've been saying this for the last, you know, few months I've been writing this album. I mean, everything is just unapologetic. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say as if I don't care, but I truly am. What I mean by saying I don't care is now I don't care about the projection or the reception of anybody else. This is me where I am. This is my truth. And that's how it's coming out. And that's where I am with this. So I'm super excited for all of this to come out.
And it's great that you showcase your authentic self. So what were some of the major monumental highlights that you've taken now completing the album and soon to be released into your future self?
I think that a lot of just writing this album in general helped me grow into the latter half of my 20s and adulthood. You know, I'm 27 now and I've been writing this for a while. A lot of these songs that are on there have I written 3-4 years ago. And some of them, and you know, I just did a concert last week and I remember saying this out loud. It's, I think I mean these lyrics more so now with the woman that I am right now than ever. So I think just how all of this writing and performing and all of that I've done over the last few years and the discography that I'm putting out, this album, this work of art, has a little piece in there for, you know, my past self, my present self, and my future self, and definitely pays homage to all three of those individuals and definitely encompasses who I am today. So there's a little bit in there for all of me. And the saying that me and my friends have are, you know, do what's best for future Sabrina, or, you know, future so-and-so. So I think a lot, there's a lot in there for future Sabrina as well.
Well, I like that you're kind of encompassing like seeing your future self, but also like helping out and giving your lyrics back to fans and to your vibrant friends and community. I think that seems to be a big highlight, especially within yourself and your bio. Collaboration seems to be an integral part. You've worked with producers like Dr. Ford. Like, how do these collaborations, even with other artists or producers, like influence your creative process? And what do you look for in terms of a collaborator?
I think that when I'm looking for a collaborator, I'm looking for somebody that I feel, you know, you're like I said, I'm putting out vulnerable work here, as is any artist. So I think the most thing is you're looking for somebody that speaks the same language as you and that you can feel comfortable speaking that language with. And I think that you can meet, you know, many great producers do great work. That's another thing. But if you don't have that cadence, that vibe, that rhythm together, you know, your work might be a little off, you might be not happy. So I definitely think that like finding the proper team, and I've been so fortunate to work with producers like Dr. Ford, who have been amazing, and you know, Randy Merrill, people that have been able to help influence my sound almost and develop the new music that I've been coming out with. And I've worked with a great producer called Gecko Giovanni Tracks, who has worked a lot on this album, and we've really kind of honed in on a more mature, not mature, but a sound that is more cohesive to who I am right now, and also ties in some of the past work. So your producer, your collaborators are all super important, because if you're not speaking the same language, things might get a little misinterpreted. So I definitely have been so fortunate to run into so many amazing producers, managers, and just career mentors, et cetera. So definitely very fortunate and grateful.
Yeah, you have a great history with iconic producers, well-known industry professionals, and not only does your eclectic songwriting expand with producers, but it also expands upon genres from dance pop to really kind of nitty-gritty guitar, heavy rock. Like, how do you approach like working in two different genres, and what do you believe it kind of, I guess, adds to the storytelling of your music?
I think definitely what kind of ties everything together is the lyricism. I think that there is a definitely a strong similarity in the way I write that is across the board through all of my songs, whether it is the hyper, you know, dance pop or that, you know, hard beat, you know, hard rock track. And I think that the way that they can all come together is because of the song context and the way that I write. And I think you know, we're I kind of attack a song in a way. It's like, you know, when I wrote this, how I feel right now, that's where I'm going to attack it. And I, in a way, don't think about, is this going to match up with this track or this track? Because I think at the end of the day, they all serve the same purpose of they tell the story, and you can hear similarities a lot in the lyricism. I have little Easter eggs written throughout a lot of my lyrics. They all connect and intertwine. If you listen to them on tracks, this album, you will find that a lot of the songs give little nods here and there to everything else in the album, from the cover art to some of the song titles. There's everything really does tie in together. I work super hard. So there's a lot of pieces in this puzzle that might seem disjointed, but when it comes out, I promise it will all come together.
Wow. So yeah, it's very deep, but also very lighthearted as well. And it engages a vibrant community of people that want to hear your excellent and inquisitive story. It's very eclectic, I have to say, and it's very uplifting as well. I want to delve a little bit deeper into some of your upcoming goals. Like, do you have any personal or professional goals for yourself? I know we'll get into the nuts and bolts of it was always you in a bit, but I just want to hear more about your personal and professional goals.
Yeah, so I've recently been playing a lot of shows around the New York City area. So in the upcoming summer months, I'd love to start opening up and kind of branch out and do more festivals, and hit the East Coast more and travel, maybe do some tours and kind of reach and connect more to the, you know, tri-state fans and my fans across the country. I've been very fortunate to have my music played all over across the country, even across the pond, UK, Spain, a lot of places. So right now I'd like to just kind of connect more with my fan base and get out there, play more and travel more. I just did a concert last week, and I have a few coming up, especially to promote the show and singles coming out. And I perform a great set. I've got backup dancers, and it's just a fun time.
Wow.
You know, my goal is, I really want, you know, when you listen to a Sabrina Monique song, regardless of whether or not it's like edgy hard rock or hyper pop, like you can't deny that it's fun. It's a fun song. And a lot of my songs that even start off as piano ballads, because they come from a place of so much pain. And I, you know, when I say this about my own self is I don't want to be so upset when I'm singing these or when I'm putting them out there. So a lot of my high intense dance songs started off as really slow, like piano ballads. And I was like, you know what? I just want to have fun while I'm doing this. So that's my goal, is I want people to listen to this stuff and be like, you know what? Yeah. Like I feel great. Like I feel like, you know, screw that guy or forget that girl or I'm moving on or whatever it is for you. I want you to have so much fun when you're listening to it. So that's
very relatable for sure. Everybody can relate to those treasured like love moments and clashing dating experiences. I'm sure everybody has experienced this in life, but it's great to hear your perspective and for that to showcase onto the fans. So as we wrap up, It Was Always You, your latest upcoming single. It's scathing dance pop anthem, I would have to say. So what inspired like this particular song, and what message do you hope listeners can kind of take away, any memorable tokens from it?
It Was Always You really was a song where I had to just take my power back and say, I'm rejecting the narrative that you are putting onto me right now, because I am well aware in what is true, what is accurate, and where I'm coming from. And I will not placate to this any longer. So It Was Always You is definitely that tale old situationship back and forth, years of he said, she said, where, you know what, it's no longer he said, she said. It's what I say. And what I say is the truth. So this song was my truth. And it's probably the most vulnerable I've been in a long time. And I had it in me for the longest time, and I just had to let it out. So this song is really where I am taking my power back and no longer accepting the narrative that was pushed onto me that is just not accurate.
Very transformative and very powerful, very moving. Definitely, I feel like all of your songs, and especially this upcoming album, is very relatable to the individual, just on a personal level. Just when anybody wants to get into a friendship, relationship, etc., just so captivating.
Yeah, it's definitely a power anthem where you have to be sage and sound in yourself. And that's kind of where I was coming from when I wrote this. It's like, I have to be grounded. And releasing this was the button on everything. It was the, you know, past the point of no return, no looking back, can't look in the rearview mirror kind of song. So I hope that there are people out there that just can relate to that. And that if they ever feel tempted, don't do it. Put my song on and listen to it instead and remember all the pain and hurt. So
any parting words or what advice would you give to aspiring artists who want to be in your shoes, who may be facing kind of similar or challenges in finding their own voice or navigating their endeavors?
Yeah, definitely. Just and it sounds so cliche, but just don't stop. Please don't give up. Please don't stop. And don't listen to what anybody else says. If it feels right to you, then that's what you should be doing. That's it. Trust your gut, trust your intuition. If it feels right and it's true to you, then do it. And that's what I would say.
Kind of like Nike's quote, just do it.
Right. Yeah, Nike comes on. Yeah, Nike sponsors my music. No, they don't. But yeah, definitely just keep going. And please just don't listen to anybody else. It's your music. It's your art. Tell it the story the way you want to tell it.
Tell the narrative. Yeah. Well, thank you, Sabrina, for being on the Media Industry Guru podcast. Wishing you great success personally and professionally, and looking forward to hearing your upcoming single, It Was Always You, and best of luck with your endeavors.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the time you took to have me. So thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will here. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself, or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support, and peace out, and let's rock and roll.